WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, Governor Phil Murphy says he and Democratic legislative leaders have so far failed to reach a deal on the state budget. Speaking from the State House late this afternoon, Governor Murphy said,
"Throughout this process, contrary to what might have been said, I have been open to compromise on school funding, on restoring the homestead rebate, on a reasonable corporate business tax."
The major sticking point has been how much to raise taxes. Murphy wants to raise the income tax rate on people making more than $1 million to 10.75%. State Senate President Steve Sweeney said late today that he offered a 9.95% rate on income over $5 million. Murphy says too many of the wealthiest would not pay for their share. Sweeney says,
"This is extremely frustrating for me because we have proven over and over again that our budget that we put on the governor's desk meets all constitutional requirements."
Legislative leaders say they're still willing to meet again with the governor and have another day to work out an agreement. The latest on the state budget stalemate is at nj1015.com. The gunman accused of killing five people in a vendetta against a Maryland newspaper barricaded the rear exit to prevent anyone from escaping and methodically blasted his way through the newsroom with a pump-action shotgun, cutting down one victim trying to slip out the back, authorities said today. The fellow was there to kill as many people as he could, and Arundel County Police Chief Timothy Altamari said, as 38-year-old Gerard Ramos was charged with five counts of murder. The parents of a 12-year-old girl who took her own life are suing the Rockaway Township School District, saying officials failed to protect their daughter from bullying. The family of Mallory Grossman filed the wrongful death lawsuit, saying she was bullied relentlessly by fellow students. The district said in a statement the Grossman's allegations are categorically false. Two men charged in the slaying of a man lured to his death under the guise of buying a used PlayStation gaming system have been indicted on murder charges. Akmal Angvananga and Rufus Thompson also face charges of robbery, kidnapping, felony murder, and weapons offenses in the indictment handed down by a Mercer County grand jury.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.